Duchess. Today is the, oh dear, it's the 3rd of March, 1970, and I am slowly going crazy. We're so, so terribly busy, really. Let's see, I didn't make a tape view since the 23rd, and today is the 3rd here. It should be, oh, I don't know offhand, Duchess, but I think it's probably ending around the 2nd of March, which is your birthday, and I thought of you a great deal yesterday, which was the 2nd here for us. And I certainly hope you had a pleasant birthday, something memorable that made it an exceptional day. I really do. I do think I got a card off to you, Duchess. I was planning to write a note or something, but I just have been... Oh, I can't... So many things are happening, Duchess, but it's good in a way because... God, the time just flies by. I mean, here it is, March, and I could go home in how many days? Second one, 2 weeks and 2 days, so that's 16 days. But I won't, of course. I don't know how long I'll stay, Duchess. I don't know what's happening. Oh, a lot of things. I mean, really, I'm very excited right now because my life is just spinning, absolutely spinning, in more ways than one. Professionally, it is, because I find that I am fairly well equipped to do many things as far as, technical things, Duchess. I've been working on supplies, as I have mentioned this in the past, but nobody else in our office can handle this. I mean, certainly not Jane. She doesn't have the time. Betty says she, it's too involved for her. Beth is way out of space, and Charmaine has had no experience, and none of them will take the time and effort. So that every time something comes up on supplies, particularly pool tables, I've been negotiating for all the service clubs in Vietnam on pool tables from the depot. And the minute something comes up on a question on supplies or depots or anything like this, requisitions and all this, I have to be there, which is, you know, I'm very flattered, but by the same token, I get involved in everything. Same thing with the filing system. A new thing came out, Army-type regulation, the first of the year, stating that all previous files, you know, these are administrative files that all our clubs have to have, excuse me, would be obsolete, and that they have to follow this new system. Well, I mentioned this to them when I first found out about it, because they had heard nothing, and anyhow, they had done nothing about it until a couple of weeks ago, and they had the clerk who works in their office, Steve, make out a new filing system, but he didn't have the proper books, and he did the best he could. He made one out, which was completely incomplete. So when it came out, they said, well, we'll use this, and I said, we can't use it. It doesn't cover all the things we need, folders, you know. And Jane, of course, wasn't here. She was on her 3-week trip home. She just came back. And when she came back, she said the same thing. She said, this is too incomplete. Well, by this time, I had done up a draft, but I didn't have all the books. There are 15 books you have to use as reference books. So I went over to the IG office, because my friends are all the IGs. Anyway, and I personally picked up the 15 books because nobody else had them, and they didn't know where to get them and all this stuff. So I did the bloody file thing. Now, I finished it off. I finished it today, but I have to redo it. I mean, it's not a final product. And when I do that, then that will go out to all the clubs. This kind of thing. But nobody else has lifted a finger to establish a new filing system, which we should have. It's very important. That kind of thing. And then, Duchess, so much. This is work gossip, you know. But it's so much a part of my life. But anyway. Then today, the last 2 days, I've been in meetings with Jane and Betty and Beth, and Charmaine got in on today's meeting. We're going to have this big conference next month, April the 8th and 9th. This is going to be a club directors conference, and it's going to be here at UCV. And so Jane was giving everybody assignments as to what to do. It's a big thing. We have to bill it to people, feed them. We have to get speakers. So She wants me to stick around here, you know. First she told me when she came back that I would have to, she would go with me to the Delta to establish permanent quarters down there because, you know, she does want somebody in the Delta. The clubs in the Delta are still my responsibility, which is fine, you know, but I have been neglecting them the last 2 weeks because I've been, between the moving and the meetings and up here and what have you, I haven't been to my clubs. So first she said I had to get this established, but she said at the same time, in the next breath, she said, well, we need somebody working in the north because Beth is not capable. I mean, she just doesn't apply herself. Beth is about, she must be about 51 or 2, and she's a real weirdo. She's always talking about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing. Anyway, so Jane said, well, somebody's going to have to assist these girls, training them and opening clubs. We're opening up a lot of clubs in the north. This is first and second corps. And so she said, and she says, I just don't know who else we can send. And I said, well, I don't mind going, Jane, but I can't establish a residence in the south and not be there, you know, work in the north. Because it's real, those people, you know, they don't understand if I'm fourth corps director, why I have to be up in second, third, and fourth, and first corps. Just a minute, Duchess, I have to go kill a cockroach. I got a great big one crawling on the wall. I'll be right back. Anyway, I'm back. I got more cockroaches than anything else in this room. They all have them. Anyhow, then Jane said, well, we'll have to wait and see. So that nothing is settled, right? Here I'm supposed to be drafting a letter to the general of Fourth Corps explaining why I left as his, because I was on his staff down there. And so now I don't know what's happening there. So then Jane decides that this conference, oops, there's another cockroach. I'll be right back. Okay, these cockroaches drive me crazy, Duchess, but some nights you see a whole lot of them, and other times you don't see too many. And so I keep spraying, but I'm going to asphyxiate myself with that spray. Anyway, so then on this conference thing, this is going to be a big professional formal bit, you know. And Betty has said to me, and you've got to get out in the field to some of these clubs. I said, right. I'm very willing to go, you know. I said, when do you want me to go? And she says, well, I don't know. So she went and talked to Jane, and Jane says, yes, she has to get out in the field. She has to go to the south. She has to go to the north. However, it's important that Anne is here because I'm going to rely on her to formalize this conference. And so I said to Betty, what does that mean? Do I go or do I stay or am I moving or what? And Betty said, Anne, I don't know. But it's just that I think, you know, Betty feels that she, Jane feels that if she gives me a job to do, Duchess, I try very hard to do it the way she wants it done. I give her static sometimes because, you know, I just can't go along with the crowd. But I haven't yet failed to come up and finish the job as quickly as possible because I work on it myself, you know, and it's so much better. You get involved with more than two women and you accomplish absolutely nothing. So, anyway, Jane said, Anna, you know, you're going to hang loose. She said, I don't know what's going to happen. But they decided I could go to the Delta. Today is Tuesday, and I'll go to the Delta Thursday morning, stay overnight Friday. Oh, let's see, I'll stay Thursday night and Friday night. Oh, God, a pack of suitcase. And come back up to UCV on Saturday morning. And then I don't know when I'll go out again as far as, you know, field trips. Jane wants me to get up north because we have young girls, inexperienced, and we're opening, as I said, several new clubs, Duchess, and there's so much work to do, but part of it is Jane's own fault. She has a slot as her field director, which has been empty since I'm in Vietnam, which is almost 1 year. She's been waiting for this one gal to come from this Phyllis Studeman. Oh, Studeman, her name is. And she is working with the Air Force in Korea. I knew her. Not Korea, Japan. Japan. Anyway, she's been waiting for this gal to come, and it turns out the girl can't come now or something. I don't know. And meanwhile, we need that position filled. Betty is supposed to go home. She was supposed to go home the 6th of February. And she extended until April the 17th. And now Jane has asked her again to extend. And very seriously, I mean, you know, I mean, we've been joking about it, but Jane really pleaded with Betty to extend another month or two. And Betty said she just doesn't know whether she will or not. And Jane asked me the other day if I would think about going on re-employment leave, which would mean I could go home and then, you know, for a few weeks and then come back for another year. But, Duchess, I don't mind staying until I get really bored or whatever it is, but I don't want to have another year over my head that I have to stay. Because it depends on who takes Betty's place, you know, if anybody. Jane has nobody lined up. She's tried, Duchess, but she waits so late, you know. And I don't know how much pressure there's going to be on myself, particularly after Betty leaves. I have enough now. And this will make a difference whether or not I can put in another year. And so I just soon play it by ear 1 month at a time, you know. Because if I do feel it's too much, I can leave a month later. Usually have to give them at least a month's notice. So I think I would rather do that. Maybe by the summertime, you know, by June, I'll have my fill of it and would be only too happy to return. I do know that there are no jobs available with special services. However, I don't feel that I would stay in special services indefinitely. It's great. I'm really having a swinging time over here, and I know I'm doing a good job. You know, it's a fight. Oh, you have no idea. You have to know your ARs, and you have to know your military chain of command and all this kind of stuff, but I'm good at it. I really am. I seem to... I'm almost dominant, Duchess, and you have to... I find myself... being equal on the level of a man as far as a commander type. I don't hesitate to tell somebody he's wrong. They don't know too much about special services, believe it or not. And particularly here in Vietnam, particularly here, it's a whole new world, command-wise. So, anyhow, that's roughly what's been happening professionally. And that is confusing, because I have no... Right now, I'm living at Long Bend, and I gave you the new address. It's headquarters, USA V, SSD, in parentheses, and then APO 96375. I have not received any mail since I've been up here, and I left the Delta on the 18th of February, and so that's almost 2 weeks. But I'm sure there's some mail down there, and they were supposed to transfer it up here, but like everything else, it gets fouled up. And I get down there Thursday or Friday, perhaps I can check and see. Oh, I still have a tickle in my throat, particularly when I talk a lot, and I'm rushing this because it's always a rush, Duchess. Then, oh, what else? Last Sunday, this past Sunday, the 1st of March, we went up to Quantry, and that's way up north, Duchess, right on the DMZ. It's just a couple of miles from the DMZ. We opened up a new service club up there, and the poor gals up there really have it rough. They have it just about as primitive as the pioneers did. But they're enjoying it, and it's a tremendous challenge, and they're very nice gals. But they've been sleeping in sleeping bags, and up until a few weeks ago, it was really cold, very cold, where they had to wear jackets and socks and sweaters and all that kind of thing. They had no electricity, outdoor latrines. They had an old shack that the military said we could have as a service club. And from that, they've had to scrounge and build and do all this kind of stuff, similar to things that we did at Bearcat. But that was very interesting. It's 500 or 600 miles north, so you can imagine. It's Quantry. If you find it on the map, you'll see Da Nang, which is on the coast. This is another 120, 25 miles north of Da Nang, and you just don't go any further north. So that's about the furthest you can go north, you know, and as I say, I enjoyed that. It took us about 2.5 hours one way to fly on a U-21 which is about 180 miles an hour, at least. So that would be, as I say, a few hundred miles. Anyhow, we got a whole plane, and seven of us went. It was all just our own people, Betty, Jane, Charmaine, myself, Colonel O'Brien, Major Bunton, and then Ed Pulaski. He's the G4 over here. He went because he's a friend of ours, you know, he wanted to get in on the act. So we had a whole plane to ourselves. It's one of these small planes, you know, two-engine job. Very, very nice. We've gotten these many times before. They're hard to get, and we've been most fortunate. Anyhow, that was Sunday. This is almost running out on this side. Oh, I got beaucoup to tell you. I'm skipping an awful lot, and, you know, a lot of things are not so important, but it's just that so many things are happening. I don't know where to start when I go to work in the morning. Plus, I'm running out of energy. I get so tired. I come home at night, and I just collapse. Well, part of that is because the work is vast as far as quantity. I don't know about the quality sometimes. But in addition to that, then there's been a turnover.